West Midlands. Sal's Alternative.
The First World War, and for the first time in the history of man, nations combined to fight against nations using the crude weapons of those days. The Second World War involved every continent on the globe, and men turned to science for new devices of warfare, which reached an unparalleled peak in their capacity for destruction. And now, fought with the terrible weapons of super science, menacing all mankind and every creature on Earth, comes
Keith Rogers.
Hit him, Maestro!
AM 1188 kilohertz, 255 meters medium wave, the best in contemporary album music. This is Sounds Alternative, and I'm yours truly, Keith Rogers, here in the hot seat between now and 4 o'clock with the very best in contemporary album music. To be honest, it's an amazing day outside, actually. A bit overcast, but I suppose it's not too bad, really. I hope it's okay where you are. I'm in a bit completely disorganized chaos in the studio. Bob Barton's just recovering from the fact that he remembers that I remember that somebody bought him a scarf last Christmas, and he took it back with it because it was too tight, you know. Yeah. Thanks Bob. Bob's just falling out of the studio, literally just fell down the stairs in his studio. And Bob will be returning to the airwaves as Sounds Alternative between 2 o'clock and 3 o'clock in 2 weeks' time. During the course of the next hour, a few golden oldies, a few contemporary new releases, some of the most popular records you have asked us to play for you, including music by Journey, that's coming up shortly. Now, lots of dedications too, and details of our Sounds Alternative competition, in which, if you are correct, you can win the album of your choice. And also, between now and 3 o'clock, we just announced that the telephone lines are now open, so if you would like to give us a ring, we'd like to hear especially from you. If you'd like to ring wherever you are, whether you're in Birmingham, West Bromwich, Redditch, Albury or Leicester or John O'Groats or Land's End, and one get in touch with us at the moment. The telephone line's now open. It's 3607592. That's 3607592, and we'd like to hear from you. Contemporary golden classic from Journey from the album Escape. And I really think this particular record needs no introduction. Don't stop believing. Don't worry, we have no intention of doing that.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train going anywhere. Just a city boy, born and raised in South Detroit. He took the midnight train going anywhere. Thank you.
what must be done? When do we stand and face the future? When there is nowhere left to run, you got to learn just how to survive. You got to learn how to keep your dream alive. Take a look at my face, I am the future. How do you like what you see? Take a look at my face, I belong to the future.
Alternative 360-7592 if you'd like to get in touch with us. Two contemporary golden classics there. Well, the last one isn't exactly a classic. I understand it's recently been reissued. Alice Cooper and Look at My Face, I Am the Future. That was originally included in the soundtrack to the film The Class of 1984, released around about 6 months ago. Before that contemporary golden classic, going out especially for Dave Holmes over there in Vauxhall Road in Stourbridge. Dave sent us our very first Christmas card. Thanks, Dave, and I'm sure we'll be sending you one in the not-too-distant future. Sounds Alternative 255, it is 1188 kHz with AC/DC in the title track from their album Dirty Deeds Are Done Dirt Cheap.
You wanna
off from their excellent Eliminator album, of course, Smart Dress Man. One thing about ZZ Top, I don't know whether Bob Barton told you that the day after we mentioned ZZ Top during our last broadcast 2 weeks ago, and Bob played several tracks by them. And Bob went to the Odeon on the Wednesday preceding the broadcast, or after the broadcast I should say. And they explained to him at the Birmingham Odeon that the sales of the ZZ Top concert tickets had escalated and sales increased dramatically on the Monday and Tuesday following our broadcast. I wonder whether it was coincidental, you never know, you know. Sam's alternative resulting in a sellout gig at the Odeon by ZZ Top. So does the popularity of the station. And talking of the popularity, I'd like to say hello to just a couple of people listening at the moment, and that's Eleanor in Albury. Hello, Eleanor. I know you tried to get through a couple of weeks ago, but something must have been wrong with the phone line. Still, never mind. And last but by no means least of this particular section, everybody listening in Redditch and also in Sutton Coalfield, and Mr. Terry Bassford living way, way over there in Brenhalls on the outer ranges of our reception area. If you're listening at the moment, why not give us a ring? I know you were a couple of weeks ago, and let us exactly know how we're coming through today. The Sounds Alternative Alterna line at the moment is 3607592, and don't forget, if you're outside of Birmingham, don't forget to dial the 021.
Down.
you saw the film that came from, Rocky 3. Really amazing, actually. Sylvester Stallone pretending to be a boxer. The latest Hollywood football results at the moment is Jaws 2, Rocky 3, but Jaws seem to be getting an equaliser in the film industry soon. Survivor, of course, and the Eye of the Tiger. Sounds alternative 255 metres. If you're listening at the moment, and of course you must be if you're hearing me make this announcement, then why not drop us a line, stating the time you heard me say this, which is the current time, of course. Drop us a line right now, and we'll refund your postage. It won't cost you a penny. Drop us a line to our mailing address, and we will refund your postage. And also send you a free copy of Birmingham Soundways at the same time. Why not drop us a line? We'll refund your postage. And if you do write, why not include a list of three or four of your favourite records, and in 2 weeks' time, we'd be very delighted to play them for you. Our address, of course, is Sounds Alternative, Department 255, 190, Monument Road, Edgbaston, Birmingham, B16. That's once again, drop us a line, include three of your favourite records, and, a list of three of your favourite records, that is. And in 2 weeks' time, we'll play a couple of them for you. Once again, that's Sounds Alternative, Department 255, 190, Monument Road, Edgbaston, Birmingham, B16. The next track on this afternoon's programme is going out especially for Paula, who... one particular venue in West Bromwich last Sunday evening, and now that she will be tonight, will be dashing round a certain Zot Roadshow trying to claim sponsorship money after some charity event she was taking part in a couple of weeks ago. So if you are there tonight, then don't forget to hand out all your money over. It's a worthy cause. And just for you and everybody connected with the Zot Roadshow, Backman Turner Overdrive, and You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet. Fly Fine bit of Sam's Alternative, Randy Bachman and his Turner Overdrive, of course. You ain't seen nothing yet. Going to get especially to Paula and everybody connected with the Zot Roadshow. I have a piece of paper that's been handed to me. That was handed to me last week at the Zot Heavy Metal Roadshow that's live every Sunday evening at the Samwell Inn, West Bromwich High Street in West Bromwich. Admission is 50 pence. And a couple of people, dedications I collected, said why not say hello to everybody that are there, including, I will have to take a deep breath before I make this announcement, Tracy, Paula, Mandy, Haley, Cheryl, Heather, Jane, Lana, Julie, Timo, Karen, Tank, and Norton. Is that Norton as in the Villiers Triumph motorcycle? Not really too certain. Sounds Alternative, if you'd like to give us a ring right moment. The telephone lines are now open, 360-7592.
Stardust lead Electric Triangle with Toad the Wet Sprocket has had to have an elbow removed following their recent successful worldwide tour of Finland. Flamboyant ambidextrous Rex apparently fell off the back of a motorcycle. Fell off the back of a motorcyclist, most likely, quipped ace drummer Jumbo McClooney on hearing of the accident. Plans are already afoot for a major tour of Iceland. Divorced after only 8 minutes, popular television singing star Charisma changed her mind on the way out of the registry office when she realized she had married one of the donkeys by mistake. The evening before, in L.A.'s glittering night spot, The Abattoir, she had proposed to drummer Reg Abbott of Blind Drunk, after a whirlwind romance and a knee trembler. But when the hangover lifted, it was Keith Sly of the Donkees who was on her arm in the registry office. Keith, who was too ill to notice, remained unsteady during the short ceremony, and when asked to exchange vows, began to recite names and addresses of people who also used the stuff. Charisma spotted the error as Keith was being carried into the wedding ambulance and became emotionally upset. However, the mistake was soon cleared up and she stayed long enough to consummate their divorce. Dead Monkeys are to split up again, according to their manager, Lefty Goldblatt. They've been in the business now 10 years, 9 as other groups. Originally the Dead Salmon, they became for a while Trout, then Fried Trout, then Poached Trout in a white wine sauce, and finally Herring. Splitting up for nearly a month, they reformed as Red Herring, which became Dead Herring for a while, and then Dead Loss, which reflected the current state of the group. Splitting up again to get their heads together, they reformed a fortnight later as Heads Together, a tight little name which lasted them through a difficult period when their drummer was suspected of suffering from death. It turned out to be only a rumour, and they became Dead Together, then Dead Gear, which led to Dead Donkeys, Lead Donkeys, and the inevitable split-up. After nearly 10 days, they reformed again as Soul Meunier, then Dead Soul, Rock Cod, Turbot, Haddock, Whitebait, The Places, Fish, Bream, Mackerel, Salmon, Poached Salmon, Poached Salmon in a White Wine Sauce, Salmon Meunier, and Helen Shapiro. This last name, their favourite, had to be dropped following an injunction, and they split up again. When they reformed, after a record-breaking 2 days, they ditched the fishy references and became Dead Monkeys, a name which they stuck with for the rest of their careers. Now, a fortnight later, they finally split up. Uh-oh. Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
What do you think of Dead Duck?
What do I think of Dead Duck?
Or Lobster.
Or Lobster?
Hey, Joe. Where you going with that gun of yours? Messing around with another man.
the late great guitarist, of course, Mr. Jimi Hendrix, and from his smash hits compilation volume 2, of course, a track titled Hey Joe. I don't know if you're watching the Jonathan King program, Entertainment USA, last Wednesday. Really interesting program. They had there's one born every minute in the United States of America, isn't it? I don't even seen some of the eccentrics they had on there. So the people who worship the Jimi Hendrix Foundation, and they're bringing 6 months old babies to watch Jimi Hendrix videos and things. I'm sure they're really interested in that. Talking interesting things, looking back in the last week in history, actually, November the 4th, 1983, is when the Beatles finally became respectable when they starred at the Royal Variety Performance with such highly well-established entertainers as Max Bygraves and Harry Secombe. I'm still yet to find out a single Max Bygraves joke that's funny, you know. 26 million viewers, TV viewers, heard John Lennon say to the audience, which included Princess Margaret and the Queen Mother, "The ones in the cheap seats, clap your hands, the rest of you rattle your jewellery." Interesting, that. And I gather you know that, looking back down the old list, of course, exactly what happened yesterday. November the 5th in 1605, the only person that ever went to the Houses of the Parliament with good intentions was nearly blown. He was blown up himself. His name was Guy Fawkes, of course. Another interesting thing is happening over the last week in history. On October the 30th, 1938, in New Jersey, mass hysteria gripped America when thousands of listeners heard the following announcement on CBS Radio. "We interrupt our program of dance music to bring you a special bulletin." Then the voice of Orson Welles came on, trembling with fear, describing how the Martians had landed near Princeton. The whole United States is in sheer panic. Apparently in Pittsburgh, a woman was discovered in her bath with a bottle of poison, screaming, "I'd rather die this way." And just to show the United States is not the only gullible nation in the world, 11 years after that event, the whole play was rebroadcast in Ecuador 11 years later, and 6 people were killed in the ensuing riot. Sounds Alternative, 255 meters, 1188 kilohertz, and after we've heard the next record, we're going to have a competition, the prize of which will be the top 40 album of your choice if you're the winner. Back to 1976 contemporary golden classic Genesis from the album Trick of the Tail, and this is Ripples.
Girls come in every size. Some are wise and some are the wise. They got pretty blue eyes. For now a man may change. For now her face looks strange, looks strange, looks strange. Marching to the promised land, where the honey flows and takes you by the hand, pulls you down on your knees, while you're down a pool of fear. The face in the water looks up, and she shakes her head as if to say that it's the last time you'll look like today. Launched a thousand ships is sinking fast. That happens, you know. The water gets below. Seems not very long ago. Lovelier she was than any that I know. Angels never know it's time to close the book and wishfully decline. The song has found a tale. My, what a jealous fool is she. The face in the water looks up. She shakes her head as if to say that the blue girls have all gone away.